what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
And speaking of the Live Line, that's where I'm at right now, is on the KGLO Live Line with Scott Mormon from Mormon Clothiers in downtown Mason City and also a great location in downtown Ames. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Fleming. How are you?
I love the sunshine and a beautiful day already.
It is gorgeous. I'm down here at the store now looking out the door. The city crew's cleaning up the plaza. Yeah. And it looks awesome out here. They're spraying our artificial turf and cleaning it all up. So kudos to those guys. They keep this plaza looking nice.
Yes.
So they do a nice job out there. But it is gorgeous morning.
Well, yeah, I mentioned to you just when we made connection about, the business, and you've been able to be open now for a little bit and
yep,
get the
about a week and a half, I believe. Yeah.
So how's it going? People are starting to venture out. It appears a little bit more and more.
People are definitely, they're cautious, but they're starting to venture out a little bit more each day. Just so they know when they come in here, it's safe in here. We've got, as you walk in, hand sanitizer. We've been wiping down door handles and wiping the counters. We have masks here if somebody wants them. I have a few that I'm giving away yet. I don't have a ton left, but a few here. But, so we really, and we don't get more, we got a big store, and we never get more than 10 people in this store, ever. And if we do, we will, stop it and say, you're going to have to wait outside. But it's really a safe environment, and we just, try to keep our distance, and, we do it like we're supposed to be doing it. But people are getting out. Like I said, it's a slow process getting there, and I know that, and I feel the same way. I'm the restaurant business, I know, is tough out there. I'm still doing to-go things, but it's a great way to do it. And some people are feeling a little better and want to go in, and, so be it. And I'm glad they're open. I'm glad salons are open. And, the governor's doing a great job, I think.
Now it's just everybody takes that next step and go and be safe and do all of the right things.
And you can do that and, come in and shop. I mean, there's some awesome spring goods in here right now. We, Callie, Jeremiah, and I yesterday moved this whole store around. When you come in, you're going to see a boatload of clothes, and I mean a boat load.
Oh, yeah.
I have my boat right in the front. So we got a boat here. We got a pool table. We got a piano, bicycles everywhere. So, we just try and do something a little different than the normal racks and racks and racks of clothing. I don't like that, and we want to make it look nice. And the other thing is all the spring and summer goods, we were closed for a while, we need to move things. Everything of the spring and summer goods in the men's and the women's, 25% off. So it's a good time, to come on in. Gift cards you can still buy. Believe it or not, we just went past Mother's Day, so what comes next is Father's Day in June, and that's not that far from us. So a lot of different things. Tuxedos. We do need to talk about tuxedos, Tim. I mean, it's a right now it's an interesting time for the people. There's a couple proms that have been changed dates, and they're still going to have proms in June. Weddings, we had a couple nice weddings this weekend. Were the first ones that really have happened. But if you're looking and you need tuxedos, even if all of a sudden you switched it and it's a week down the road, we're going to take care of it and get it for you. So don't think that you can't get tuxedos or a suit or what have you. We can get it for you, and you're going to like what you get.
Now, that's nice to know, too, because there are a lot of them that had to make some changes for the springtime wedding things. That's really cool of you guys to be able to do that.
We can jump quick. And, yeah, there's weddings that have gone from now until maybe the fall. There's we've had quite a few switch to 2021. You know, so it's a that's a tough process, but everyone, you know, we're all in the same boat, so we're all doing it. You know, I want to talk a little bit about hours before we go. We have been 10 to 4 the last 2 weeks. Today we're going to be doing that again and Saturday. But then next week we're going to be open 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and then 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And going forward, that will be the hours for quite a while. We'll add Thursday nights in there once we really get into the wedding season. But right now we're going to go 9 to 5:30 starting Monday and then through and then on Saturdays we're going to be 9 to 4.
But that's going to work out good, too. I think it gives people just that little bit of extra time. Maybe they get off work in the afternoon or...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they can, you know, sneak in to see. Yeah, absolutely. I like that.
And any appointments, if you need to come in early in the morning, if you need to come in the evening, on the front door or on the side window here where the hours are, my cell phone is on there, call me. You know, I have no problem. I always answer the phone. I will come down and meet you. Or somebody, if I'm not here, somebody will.
Well, I've got you, too. I should ask, from the store standpoint in Ames, similar kind of hours, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yep. We are doing the same. I haven't really talked to Justin for 100%, but going forward, it's going to be the same hours. Ames is going to do it, too.
Good.
You know, they're a little slower on the starting, but... I think they're feeling confident enough to jump to the 9 to 5:30. And, you know, also, folks, check out our new website. I think it just popped up yesterday, I believe. You can buy things on it. You can buy gift cards on it. You can, you know, so we're trying to come around to the 20th century and be able to do a little WooCommerce and get some things done.
Oh, great. Hey, Scott, enjoy a great weekend. Enjoy a great day today. I know the weather's going to be perfect, and we encourage people to go shopping. Shop the local stores just like yours.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Tim.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That's Scott Mormon, everybody. He's at Mormon Clothiers. They've got a great location in downtown Mason City and, of course, a terrific location in downtown Ames as well. Tim Fleming on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.